Okay.
This is a very important one, so if I could just have everyone's attention, really. There's something that really grinds my gears, you know, and I think it bothers people from time to time, too. And when you're at home trying to find things to do and things like that,
Jack,
the last
Steve and
thing...
Tracy's Lighthouse.
Hold on a second.
Hey, thanks for that light, Ted.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Okay, the last thing you really want to do is have to use the bathroom and you sit down on a cold toilet seat. That could really ruin your day, especially when the kids are running around, the dogs are barking, you're trying to find things to keep everyone busy.
Mm-hmm.
That can really throw off your day. Well, this life hack is going to blow your mind. You know some of those old socks you have?
Yeah.
That have maybe some holes mm-hmm. in it, tube socks? Well, what you do is you slide those on each side of the toilet seat, and you got a warmer. And it's not that weird, awkward, you know, like when you go to your grandparents' house growing up and they have the one that's like 4 inches and it's like plastic, but it's cushiony. Did anyone ever have... Jack, you probably had a toilet seat like that.
I do remember. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
It's like, yes, they were plastic. Soft. It was totally unnerving.
Yeah, that was the worst. You go to the bathroom. You go, what is going on? This is new and awkward. Well, I mean, and those were always cold, right? So this doesn't have the mm-hmm. padding that one does. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, it's warm. It's a way to not that morning shock.
Oh my gosh.
So you're reusing your socks.
That's one heck of a life hack right there, let me tell you.
And if you go through socks like me, I don't know what I do to my socks.
Okay.
I don't know how old these socks are. My middle toe's sticking out of it already. I don't know what I do, but I can blast through a pair of socks like
Well, at least
nothing.
You have a pair. We have Sock Mountain, and none of them match.
And none of them match,
that was
yeah.
like the kids' job one day last week during this quarantine. It's like, hey, let's make a game of it. Let's mm-hmm. see who can mate the most socks. Well, speaking of quarantine, we're all trying to, you know, do more with what we have in our house and clearly avoid going out at all. And you might find that you run out of things that you're used to using. Maybe a little lotion, you're dry, even maybe deodorant, but though I hope not. But, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's if you're showering to begin with, right? Because,
right.
you know. Well, anyway. But you can use a dab of olive oil from your kitchen if you're out of lotion. It's an awesome moisturizer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And if you're out of deodorant, you put a little baking soda, powder a little baking soda under your arms. And I knew you would enjoy that one, Jack. You and your baking soda.
Hey,
I bet you
I'm
do that already.
You, I'm a huge fan of baking soda and what it does. Uh-huh. Now, before I do mine, I got to tell you guys, I didn't tell you this yesterday. I went over to Martin's get a few things.
Yeah.
And Steve, you know the one, the fast lane where we go way on the other side of the store? Not by the side door deli, over the other side of the store.
Oh, yeah, the 10 right. items or less. Like
yeah, well, yeah. She took me there. I had I might have had 12, but she took...
bended the rules.
Yeah,
go
she
ahead.
Took me. And she goes, oh, by the way, before before you go, I want to tell you how you saved my life. I go, what? I saved your life? So, no, well, your life hacked. I got a paper cut that was just... I could... bugging the heck, and I thought... Jack did that one before. He said you put a chapstick over it, and man, it did work like a
yes,
charm.
Yes, I remember it.
You saved my life.
Wow.
Wow, hilarious. I bet that's the first and last time you will ever hear that.
I know it. But this one,
that's awesome.
The one I have today has to do with watermelon, which Steve and I
can eat a whole one.
No, you not the watermelon I'm going to bring you, you ain't. But anyway, he still thinks he can eat a whole watermelon. But anyway, this is a pretty cool way to serve it, though. So you take your watermelon, no matter what size mm-hmm. it is, you cut the top off, all right? Now, you take your Pringles can and poke a hole in the bottom, a small hole, not very big, you know, half inch is probably about as big as you want, okay? Now, you turn the Pringle container over, push down into the watermelon, right? Keep your thumb on that hole. Keep your thumb on that hole that you put in the Pringle thing. Push all the way down. Okay? Now you push all the way down. Now you want to pull it out, but you want to blow into that little hole, and it comes out. So now you got a Pringle thing full of watermelon, and you push it out, and then you just slice it. You got little cool little slices of watermelon.
Oh, man.
You still think you can eat a whole watermelon that way, Steve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.